Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel.
Hello everybody, this is Vaibhish speaking. In order to explain today's mitzvah and Sefer HaMitzvahs, we have with us here today in our studio my good friends way back from camp in Tavshin Lamed Vav, Beryl and his first cousin Shmerel. Beryl, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Vaibhish.
Hey, what about me?
Yes, I was just about to get to you, Shmerel. And how are you doing today, Shmerel?
Oh, I'm doing just fine today, Baruch Hashem.
I understand that both of you work in the lumber yard and you cut wood for a living. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
Well, I was wondering, maybe you can tell us a lesson you learned from your job of cutting wood.
Well, many years ago, it was before that, Shmerel and I were doing our jobs cutting wood with an electric saw when Shmerel told me he wanted to show me something. So, I stopped and he took the electric saw from me and...
Wait a minute. Let me finish saying what happened. I wanted to show my cousin Beryl that I can juggle the electric saw even when it was on.
And boy, was that a mistake.
I better hope so.
Because it landed right on Beryl's head.
Oh, well, that's nice. What I meant to say was, so what did you learn from that, Shmerel?
I learned from it that there are some things that are good only when they're used for good purposes. But if you use it for improper purposes, like juggling, then, it could smash people's heads like barrels.
And that's really not good.
And that's the lesson for today's mitzvah, folks. That the special need of water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduba in order to purify someone who became impure by coming in contact with a dead body, so this water is very special. When used for the right purposes, it can make someone pure. But if someone touches the water for other purposes, then it has the opposite effect and instead of it makes the person impure. Right?
Right.
Right.
By the way, Barrow, I really apologize. And next time I do it, I'll try not to make it land on your head.
Well, that's it for today, folks. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, same place, same socks.